In the news every night, hearing talking about the anthems, knees and flags. Rappers talking DJ about Jordans King on their feet with the bags. We're talking about blacks, cop violence in the poor. We're talking about the Dow Jones S&P score. We're talking proletariat, workers and their rights. We're talking about Ferguson after they murdered Mike. We're talking about Freddie Gray, Philando, Browder, Trayvon, Sandra Bland, Eric Gardner, Rihanna. They're talking PS5s, we're talking healthcare, mass incarceration, too many of us in jail here. They're talking Tekashi, whoever else got paperwork. We talking about dead end jobs that barely pay to work. We talking about career politicians who keep running. Soon as you hold them accountable, they keep running. We talking about opiates, Percocet, fentanyl. We talking about systematic oppression that's preventing you from reaching your potential and beyond the street tenements. Human over numbers, you can keep all your percentages. Protect our women and more facts, less flash. And make sure that the banker got my dough in the check cash. Be watchful of the smoke screen. Veil on your eyes that's preventing you to see that devil in the skies. Peace shine to my people, still fist in the sky. No left, no right, people on the same side. Be watchful of the smoke screen. Veil on your eyes that's preventing you to see that devil in the skies. Peace shine to my people, still fist in the sky. No left, no right, people on the same side. No left, left, left. One in a million.
DJ King Flow.
Got hot. Exclusive jewelry. These false guys scared to mention my name like Voldemort. Cut from that raw couture claw, spitting culture raw.
Uncut.
Broken up some more, soaking up the force.
Power.
Now they talk them up like bronchitis. I'm coughing up the sores.
COVID.
Quarantine status. Make them open up the stores. Why they try to block them, but ain't no holding up the boss. An entrepreneur since I was old enough to talk. Every project I showed them what's up. I'm so above the norm. Child of the TV raised me. What's really crazy? I waited patiently and gave mad shit away for free.
Take
to these one-dimensional artists, I speak in HD. Expand my wingspan. Got the reach of KD, Kirkland, TK. Everything you can think of, I've been there. Countries overseas, I never been though. I still trending. I never blend with the flock, but I send them to the top. Broadcasting to a million live. Cash App into the top. Black Taj Mahal. Eating calamari, bumping Shalimar. I shall accomplish everything I set off like a Molotov.
Absolutely.
Valid justice. Style encrusted with a diamond's luster. Life's a bitch, and I plan a pimper. Kid, I doubt I trust her.
I don't.
It's another day in my life. Anonymous in the daylight, but I'm famous by night.
Famous.
Taking trips and getting paid just to say what I like. Give you the full picture, painted it right, right. You can see it.
Trip, 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 trip out du quotidien. Écoute bien, écoute bien, écoute bien.
Yo, ici les business nous sollicitent. Chaque nuit c'est des homicides. Là où les plus concernés sont bernés par la politique. L'amour des modes prend le dessus sur l'amour propre. La précarité nous rend prêts à nous compromettre pour qu'on nous ouvre des portes. On se compare sur les réseaux où on projette nos vies. La méfiance de l'autre fait que nos cœurs s'endurcissent. En mode survie, les intérêts passent au-dessus de l'amitié. L'humeur est fade, alors on s'évade de la réalité. Déshumanisé, on court derrière des chiffres, des chimères numériques. La vraie richesse est une énigme. La conscience a ses limites. Renaît de mes sangs comme le phénix. Je défends mon droit d'exister. Au bas de la rue comme au zénith. Qui m'acceptera? Seul Dieu le sait. Comment rien sans demeure. Et dire qu'on me prenait pour un demeuré. Mon histoire, je l'ai pas choisi. Je suis né dans ce corps. On me croyait mort. Je suis survivant, René encore.
Je parle du quotidien, écoute bien. Mes phrases font pas rire.
Personne ne bouge, personne ne sera blessé.
Je parle du quotidien, écoute bien.
Je pense pas à demain.
Stranger Things, scred proactif, mixtape addict en règle persuasif. V'là un récapitulatif, Dope Ram Sayer depuis 88. Je rentre pas dans leur code, dans ma galaxie j'ai atterri. J'ai traversé les stars et survécu à leur académie. Pas de cul pour mes ennemis, ma voix ranime leur jalousie. J'sors ce rap pur qui t'éclate comme une baramine. La baraka si tu m'as dans la team. Ou parez-vous si dans l'esprit y'a que le cash qui prime. J'roule pour les frères qui connaissent la vie, c'est coup dur, c'est mauvais pari. Je ne mens pas dans mes rimes, exemple de vos railleries. Méfie aujourd'hui, la tendance est à la mythe. Je dresse une cartographie qui tombera pas dans l'oubli. Fous-toi ton esprit critique dans le bully. Figurant dans mon film, t'auras pas droit au crédit.
Texte style chaotique.
Cinéaste, son mic.
Architecte
de rythme psychotique. Micro entre les dents.
Mixtape addict.
Texte style chaotique.
Mental dans shit.
Architecte de rythme psychotique. Micro entre les dents.
Mixtape addict.
Spinoza, qui m'olage. Lacrime aux larmes. Des psychopathes, infâmes, intimes avec les femmes. Cinéaste au mic, cynique comme César physiquement. Un icône flemmard, renaît de ses cendres comme le phénix. Délinquance dans le sang à la cassave. Ce sale médicament, ma vie fascine les gens. Faciès qui assassine l'écran. Décidément, génie comme Messi avec un ballon. Alors merci maman. Écrase ton buzz de fourmis, je leur fous le vertige. Et s'ils me passent pas la radio, c'est que j'aime pas leur énergie. Genre d'attitude qui énerve les flics. Exercice précis, certaines me résistent. Pendant que d'autres me récitent. Démarche très riche, dès que j'atterris, on s'accapare du cash très vite. Après je mate des séries, et puis je me rends moins accessible. Je protège ma vie privée. Je veux pas finir comme les autres personnages martyrisés.
Texte style chaotique.
Cinéaste au mic.
Architecte de rythme psychotique. Micro entre les dents.
Mixtape addict.
Texte style chaotique.
Mental dans shit.
Architecte de rythme psychotique. Micro entre les dents.
Made a way through a loophole. Minor league got drafted out of JUCO. Spooked by the door. Black fist about the color of Manupo. Nigga been a boss since I was walking around in Hugo. Honey say a nigga Fugo. International star. The bars make a move like Menudo. Used to move weight like a sumo. So don't make dude draw two like a new game of Uno. Not number two on the Uno. Showing up spit then a spin kick judo. Hoes see a nigga on the strip, make him strip just a chulo shit. 24 karat drip like I'm Bruno Mars. Respect that I get set back, cause my cuts have like a deck of cards. Let the dough stack, nigga can't forget the carbs. Fuck with me, only fuck Nikki if she offered up a nom.
Yeah, I came in as a 10, then a 5,
then a 5.
Yeah.
Cypher, baby. Born more knowledge, sniper.
Perfect game.
Out the roof for the viper. My fruit riper.
Yeah.
I teach better. Holy in the prep league sweater. It's handmade, suede. Cord me.
Bring a mouse.
Blood everywhere in there.
Bull,
swing a blade.
Better duck, little duck.
This microphone crime shit.
Bam.
I did the hit, no sweat. Just a mist, a naked I could hardly detect. I'm a suspect, I beat the case. Rarely erase, I use a ballpoint. Hairpin trigger, never play it safe.
Not me.
I plan it great, see the mission.
Not me.
I only add on and subtract, no division.
Not me.
Cooking me. Blow up a kitchen, I'm a verbal meth lab,
si je ne rappe pas l'occasion, avec peut-être, et puis des si on bat, j'y parle de mes
sons.
Une fenêtre sur mon esprit se clarifie la vision. Il est minuit pile, c'est l'heure du payback et le béton. Il voyage comme les anciens, tout clean et inopétant. L'attente est longue, révèle celui qui n'a pas ça dans le sang. Ils abandonnent, je rebondis, ils ne sont pas dans les temps. Discute avec Dieu du paradis, ils ne sont pas dans ses plans. Y'a qu'une issue, et tu le sais, ici bas c'est le très haut. Chakra couronne bien plus puissant que tous ces types de fachos. Pas sous-estimer la destinée de l'âme qui vibre si haut. C'est le règlement, le numéro 1. Demande à Kim Flo.
C'est le règlement,
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 c'est le règlement.
Passons l'été, point sur les lits en guise de mise à jour. Hiver comme été, on a bossé pour ceux qui savent le parcours. Sous qu'à douter, je vais pas louper, sûr il repart sourd. Faut pas confondre ma gentillesse et mon don pour le solo. La révélation, tu t'aperçois de ton potentiel. L'évaluation, l'entourage, il faut que t'abrèges la résolution. Action directe, il faut que t'abrèges la révolution, c'est maintenant. Faut pas tomber dans leur piège. T'as fermé des portes et puis des bails, putain d'air sidéral. Je reviens plus fort et plus conscient, mis sur un pied. À l'heure où l'IA fait des émules et qu'on crève tous la dalle. C'est le numéro 1, c'est le règlement. Je vais pas faire de détails.
C'est le règlement,
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 c'est le règlement.
Les écrits restent. Mes paroles tapent, s'envolent. Sois en sûr, rien à foutre de ta console d'alcool. Le temps, plus le taf fait que le business décolle. Cadet, colle de la street, n'en faut pas qu'il décolle. Les écrits restent. Mes paroles tables s'envolent, sois-en sûr, rien à foutre de ta console d'alcool. Le temps plus le taf fait que le business décolle. Cadet, colle de la street, n'en faut pas qu'il décolle. Autant se lancer sur le verset, feu relancer. On est censé avancer sans sens et sans trop penser. Penser nos journées à penser, les petits dossiers recensés. Le moment posé cool, y'en a quand même, ils sont séquencés. C'est dans si c'est dans son frère et c'est pas prêt de se tasser. La sentence est là quand l'homme sait plus à quoi s'attacher. Le niveau du rap augmente, on fait ça un blé carré. Rencontrer qui de droit, c'est Dieu qui donne auquel qu'on plaindait. La vie nous enseigne un tas de choses belles et magiques. Côté sauvage, pragmatique ou bien ésotérique. Max de chance après mathématiques, à principaux thématiques. Ils sont manichéens, comme chaque cours je suis machiavélique. Par les mêmes techniques, pas l'humour, c'est mon rhétorique. Je vois les ravages du crâne. Cette pression atmosphérique, les vrais sujets prend une claque, on transforme et sans fric. C'est le retour de l'énergie vitale par le pied profond. Les écrits restent, mes paroles tapent, s'envolent. Sois-en sûr, rien à foutre de ta console d'alcool. Le temps plus le cas fait que le business décolle. Cadeau, colle de la street, n'en faut pas.
I can feel my arm, and as if I got I had my watch on. Rag top drop in the storm. And that bitch out tomorrow morning. Connecting the dots on my world tour. Protecting the spot, my firstborn. Because of him, my heart won. Because of him, my heart torn. I won't be with you every minute. But I must provide, so I need them means. On the bus, smoked out, chilling. Next destination, instrumental spinning. After the show, I'm in the studio, right back to business. On the way, I know how to get it. This is life, isn't it? Only way I know how to get it, this is life, isn't it? Wrist frostbitten, I can't feel my arm. And as if I got, I had my watch on. Rag top drop in the storm. Get that bitch out tomorrow morning. Connecting the dots on my world tour. Connecting the dots on my world tour.
They don't really love you like that. They don't really love you like that.
Not like they say they do.
They don't really love you like that. They don't really love you like that.
See how they move.
They don't really love you like that. They don't really love you like that.
Not like they say they do.
They don't really love you like that. They don't really love you like that.
See how they move.
They don't love you like they say they do. Cause if they did, then they wouldn't play these games with you. I ain't got time for it. Days are long, but life is short. Do you go down with the ship or hit a board? Everything learned wasn't always taught. You can buy the likes, but love can't be bought. No matter how hard I try, nothing lasts forever, we all gonna die. It's a circle of life, living to the fullest, or bite the bullet. The things that they said I couldn't, they dared me cause they thought I wouldn't. But I'm still here, ain't scared of nothing. Only God I fear, yeah. It's too late to act like now you care. When I needed help, you weren't there. What's fair is fair, and love and war, they ain't got no room. So be careful what side you choose, could be a lose-lose. They don't really love you like that. They don't really love you like that.
Not like they say they do.
They don't really love you like that. They don't really love you like that.
Everybody put your hands in the air like this. Everybody put your hands in the air. Everybody put your hands in the air like this. Everybody put your hands in the air.
DJ King, swing your hands like you're running the band. From clubs to grandstand, it's a song for them. So what do you blend? Yeah, let's put it in the mix. Yeah, let's pull out all the tricks. Got vision like an old opera. This is proper. Voice instrument like young papa. Surgical like a doctor. I got a lot of stress on my chest. So I run with the best. And I wanna suggest you bring your bang, bang. We doing our thing. With the names and energy from the ancestors, man. Yeah, I bet we bet on black. Like it's matter of fact. Or wild and dangerous. Or right and exact. Robust like good luck. With the hint of the dust. Now angels should've changed you. Rearrange you. Be strange to you. Like it's the spell of voodoo. With trinkets and gimmicks. Said where is the spinning? Or image of royalty. My loyalty to the purest. like a Taurus and evangelist. Yeah, we speaking through hymns and gyms. In the city of sink or swim, but I'm him, registered like old gestures. Yeah, Eclectia, a specter of the gifts, from the selfish side to the sweetest of kiss. In the midst of the rain, might blow your brain. Why you trying to figure it out, and you calling a name? And I told you once before, this language can be strange, can be strange. If you don't know the exchange, is it from the foreign, or is it from torn? How about deepest of thought? Say I'm scared to get caught, say I'm scared to be bought. Independent like my birthday, thankful for each day. That's all I say, watch you share words with us.
Yeah.
Everybody, everybody, everybody.
Ooh. This is how it goes. Ooh.
DJ
King Flow. I saw that you was looking at me shady. I thought, ooh-wee, how could this be? I've done nothing wrong lately. Some say they claim they know me. Who are you? Where'd you come from? Why are you still here? What's going on? I'm looking at you kind of side-eyed. Oh, my. Get back. I'm not distracted by your tactics. You lack the kind of common sense, the silent tongue that someday could just save your life. This is how it goes. Ooh-wee. This is how it goes. Ooh-wee.
Wow, so you can see what I'm saying. That's the reason. Sublime connection in the mind. Made by human beings, it's a way to align, regardless of what you believe in. The intention is divine, that's why the words got so much meaning. This young brother ain't over time, so busy trying to be a demon. Like so many others, his mind colonized by Europeans. Ever made an honest dime, lived a life of crime and scheming. Spring, summer, fall, winter time was hunting season. Preyed on his own kind, daytime and the evenings. Winded up almost dying, losing his precious freedom. I know, probably sound like somebody you know. In this life, all paths eventually lead to the same roads. Some pay the ultimate price trying to hit the payload. Masters staying upright, still staying low. Staying up nice, mastering the flow. Still the type to tell myself there's always room to grow. That's for sure.
Live from the south side.
I'ma keep doing what I'm doing. Zipping on the blue and catching wreck with my crew in.
DJ King
Flow. But I gotta maintain. Gotta maintain. Through the darkness.
I'ma keep doing what I'm doing. Only smoking fat splits, ripping a headbang like Cliff. Shred a BC Rich. You simpletons couldn't keep up with the chords that I rip. So I'm combining two genres just to rock you like a corpse dead stiff. Your opinion couldn't be less of a disturbance. I've got my pen on sheet. There was a long road to earn this. So I'm kicking raw wordplay and stereophonic. Coming straight out my face like some lyrical vomit. Brace your fucking back for this grotesque sonnet. Kiss of death, and there's not much time left. With 30 coffin nails poking out of your chest. I'm sipping Louis 13 with some of the best. In the back of Ruth Chris, yo, pass me the check. Put some respect on my name and that's that. Or get a cannoli-sized bullet in the back of your cap, bitch.
So I'ma keep doing what I'm doing. Sipping on the blue and catching breath with my crew in.
I won't do.
Make
no mistake, I'm the Golden State heavyweight. Being underrated gave me time to create. Can you relate? I renovate straight out the gate. Carry my weight, but seeing to receive nothing but hate. Millionaire snatching crumbs off my little son plate. Kidnapped, locked in the trunk, and shot in the face. No hoes, no clothes, no one showing up for my shows. You know how it goes, I might as well kick it at home. But my baby mama hate my guts and can't stand me. Packed up, moved out, started a new family. So all this struggling for what? So I can blow up, marry a slut, but can't watch my seed grow up. Fuck that, this the fucking thanks I get for trying to entertain assholes and feed my bitch. Yo, I feel like my whole life is upside down, cause you see more support than I'm seeing my child. It's like
every day I wake up, another drama. It's a wonder I'm alive, surviving is karma. If I can hold on to my private life for 5 minutes longer, I might get my wife to let go of the sniper, this karma. Without these cameras and our faces like animals, for your channel to action news, to follow our ambulance up the avenue, and catch a glimpse of all the suicide attempts, and what we do in private since they won't let us put up a fence. And you wonder why I carry every gun under the sun, whether it's unloaded full or an unregistered one. No bullets, you're so full of shit, this clip is so full it'll spit if I don't pull. And don't give me no bullshit, I'm not in the mood. I just got in a feud in some parking lot with a dude over Kim, and she just slit both of her wrists over this shit. Don't tell me about the show business shit, I know what this is.
You don't know me, I don't know you. So don't approach me, I won't approach you. And don't insult me, I won't insult you.
Big dope dealer, seen narrator didn't appeal to her. Now she wanna ride with Chinchilla fur, and that 680 Maybach come with a chauffeur. Yes, sir, guess who popped out, bitch? I've been pulling up, I just took the long route. Game like suicide, catch a hot loader. Then put the mask down, shake a cold shoulder. You've been held down before, then I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Narrator, the X ain't here for fun. Praise the sun, get done by none. Clown disrespecting the X, don't even trip. Let me provide dope for Clark Kent the skip. You bitch, you, since you like skipping, that will use up to all my bloods and crib.
I'm ready for dinner, but this is the season of catching my shivers. And since I got hungry, what I'm gonna do? Eat sucker MCs and DJs like you. Can you feel it? I'm ready for dinner, but this is the season of catching my shivers. And since I got hungry, what I'm gonna do? Eat sucker MCs and DJs like you.
Of a motherfucking rap star. I push up laid back in a black car. Though I bossed up, it ain't hard to tell that I came up hard as hell. Check it out. I stayed sharp and played my part. All I had was a mic, a dream, and some home. Me and my moms wasn't getting along at this time. And since pops was gone, I'm out grinding. Catch a nigga praying, swearing I ain't going back to jail. Judge about tired of a player. I don't know about this business shit, but I'm good with this rapping. Can I get a witness? What's happening? That's about the time I put down the rocks and got to working in the studio around the clock for a small profit, but a whole lot of gain. Man, I'm famous. Now it ain't the same.
It's the one and only Deco Double G.
Do you want some of this?
Hot dog by the mall. Yeah, I'm burning it up. Oh, no. Big Snoop Dogg. Boy made good overnight shit. Not only am I getting righteous, but why I see? I paid the price with consecutive platinum hits. I up my status. Ain't no more Calvin Broadus. World on my shoulders, but I can handle it now that I'm older. I'm sharper and colder. Can you remember when I slid in deep cover and made niggas in the beach love each other? A street hustler, but I'm all set for the come up. Best kept secret, so I'm one up. I've been acquitted of a 187. Yes, I'm blessed, thank God in heaven. Now all I need is a push in the right direction. Weed in the mic, now I'm writing checks. And now the game ain't stopping. And can't nobody say my name ain't popping.
I started off young as a little bitty pup. Now I'm ready for the world and I got to give it up.
It's the one and only Deco Level G.
Do you want some of this?
Top dog, bite them all. Yeah, I'm burning it up.
Yo, it's King Flo, Mixtape Addict Show. You know we taking shit international once again. And today I got my special guest, the international MC, Napoleon the Legend. How are you, man?
Yo, I'm doing great, great, man. Can't complain, man. Feeling good.
Yeah, man. You see, I see you putting that work, man, you know. Never stop, still doing your thing. And the last time we talked, man, that was in 2019 in New York City, Union Square to be exact. And I asked you the Mixtape Addict question back then. I asked you who was your favorite DJ. You told me it was DJ Bizarro. So is it still the case? Or you have somebody else that you want to mention?
Yeah, man. I mean, DJ Bizarro forever going to be my favorite DJ, man. Shout out there to my brother, man. He's dope. He's hip hop to the core. But you know, since it's another show, man, I'm gonna give light to my man DJ Gel from out in Marseille, because you know what I mean, I put out a French album last year, and you know, he laced the cuts on that. We had a single before that where he was lacing the cuts with Akhenaton, and you know, I've been to one of his parties out here in France a few months ago, and he's just a dope individual. He knows how to rock the party, and he's hip-hop in the truest sense. So shout out to DJ Joe.
Yeah, man, legendary DJ from the Funky family, and a big shout out to him, because you know, he helped a lot of guys, including me. You know, he helped in my career to, you know, to set up things and take shit to another level. So much respect to DJ Joe. If people don't know him, make sure you go on Google, you know, type his name, D-J-E-L, Gel, and check out the music, check out the legendary things that he did, and also the joints with Napoleon the Legend, you know, straight good hip-hop right there, quality shit, man.
Word.
You know, it's Mixtape Addict, man, I have to ask you also, do you miss the mixtape format?
Yeah, man, I mean, I grew up with the mixtapes, you know what I mean? Like, you know, me, it was more so when it got into the CDs, man. We used to pop CDs in DC, you know, a lot of, there was this dude, Pete Cutter, at the barbershop where I used to get my hair cut. You know, he was pretty legendary, you know, he was documenting all the beefs. We used to cop those. There was Mixtape Mike out there giving us mixtape. Then we used to go to New York and Canal Street. We went everywhere for them. We would bring our music to the mixtape, but we would always cop some mixtapes and just bump them, man. And it was like, you know, it was the best music to me, the best hip hop. The best hip hop wasn't on the radio. The best hip hop was on mixtapes, you know?
Yeah, man, you had to, you know, make your show people your strength, you know, on mixtapes before dropping an album, before going on radio interviews, stuff like that.
Exactly, man.
Yeah. And do you remember like a favorite mixtape that you heard like back in the days?
I mean, you know, there was a couple legendary Clue mixtapes, man. I remember one before the Firm album came out, they had this special Firm song. I don't even know the name of it, but it had Foxy Brown, Cormega, when Cormega was still in the Firm, and Nas and AZ. That was dope. I like, there was a few J-Love joints.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you know what? I can't tell you in particular one mixtape, you know what I mean? It was just a bunch of DJs, you know what I mean? I was messing with the DJ Thorough joints, the J-Loves, you know, P. Cutter in D.C. where he had all the beeps and he would put them together one just song after the next. That was really dope. You know, I used to listen to, who else we used to listen to? There's quite a few. The Sycamore.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's so many, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It is crazy because it opened doors for him. It's good to mention Sycamore because he started as a mixtape DJ, made it big with the mixtapes that he ended up being an A&R for Atlantic Records, I think.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man. But it makes sense because, yo, you're listening to music, you're making a name with the mixtapes, and you're starting to get an ear of, like, what's going to pop off next. You know what I'm saying? And not just songs, not just singles, just artists that as a whole, because the mixtape, it wasn't even about having a single. You can have a dope freestyle. You can have a dope album cut and it'll be on a mixtape. You know what I mean? It's not formatted that way, but they detect talent. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. And it gave you, I think, more freedom too, because you could take somebody else's beat and sometimes rap better than the original artist on the mixtape, you know?
Exactly, man. Yeah, that's the thing about it. Like, you could really, you know, be surprised by like a dope song that you love, and then like another rapper just comes in and just bodies it, and you're like, damn, okay. You know what I mean? That's not the best you could have did on that beat. You know what I mean? There's a lot of that going on with the mixtapes.
Yep, I remember like the G-Unit radio mixtapes when the whole G-Unit camp used to rip those beats, man.
Oh yeah. Those were crazy, man.
Hell yeah. And can we expect like a kind of like a best of mixtape Napoleon the Legend like anytime soon?
You know, I haven't thought about it. I had one come out in 2016. It wasn't the best of. It was like features that never went nowhere. Mm-hmm. And DJ Duke, rest in peace, DJ Fonion, who passed away, he put it together. That was dope. But I think that at some point, you know, I might see about that. But I haven't thought about it yet, because it's like, I don't want to live in the past right now. I just want to like really be present in what I'm creating and put it out there before I look back and like, oh, let me pick out a few of my favorite joints, or have somebody pick them out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. But you know, some of those old songs, maybe they're still new to some people, because that's what we say. You know, it's still new if people didn't hear it the first time.
That's true. But like I said, at some point, yeah, for sure, because I do have the type of catalog and discography, and so it's an idea. You planted a seed in my head. You know, it's gonna happen at some point.
Good, man. I'm happy about that, Dan.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So people, you know you. You started in the U.S., you know, making your name out there. Then you decided to do something very unique that's never been done before. Is learning a new language and being able to speak and to rap in another language. So what was your motivation behind that?
Well, the thing is, it's like, yo, I had already a background where I had knowledge of the language, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I was born in France and, you know, my family was speaking it at the crib. But the thing is, being in the United States so long, it wasn't something that I practiced for a long time, for like decades, you know what I'm saying? But so I always had the understanding. It's just that what happened was, it was circumstances, man. I went to New York. When I was living in New York and Brooklyn, there was an I Am show, you know, one of the biggest French rap groups, or the biggest in history. We had a show there and I was invited, and I ended up meeting them. And, you know, Akhenaton, the main rapper from the group, you know, asked me to feature on one of his albums. And he was like, yo, I want to see, since he knew, you know, I kind of, you know, had a background with the French language. He was like, yo, I want you to rap, do a version where I rap in French, you rap in English. And then we do another version where we flip it. You rap in French, I rap in English. Right. And I was like, wow, you know, this is kind of cool. And I just started trying to write in French and see how it would sound, if I was going to sound corny, if I was going to sound all right. And actually, more so than anything, I enjoyed doing it. You know, it was just like fresh to me, because I had written so many rhymes in English. It was just another challenge. And so after that, me and him did more songs in French. And then it's like, man, I'm rapping with like one of the top French rappers in history. And like, why don't I just take this further? And I was like, yo, you know what? I'm going to do an album. And I actually made an album called it Dans Nuit Glacée, where I invited a lot of like some of my favorite French rappers from the golden era, and just put it together like that.
It's super dope, man. That's something that never been done before, not that I know of, you know. And I remember that concept with Akhenaten, with you guys rapping each other's language. That was super dope, man. It's never been done before. And what was the hardest part of getting into the French hip hop scene? Because people are different, culture is different. So what was the hardest part about that?
About getting into the French scene, you mean?
Yeah.
Man, I don't even know if I'm in the French scene, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm in the French scene where it's like people have seen me do things. My fans know that I'm rapping in French. And sometimes some of like certain, like Akhenaten, I have a few videos, some of his fans know. I don't think I'm in the scene, bro. Like, to be honest, I don't really care, man. I'm here as an artist. And I have an artistic project that I'm proposing to people, and people take it as they seem. You're a media that's talking to me about it, and the main, apart from a few, I haven't really talked about my project. You know, like there's a lot of like hip hop medias in France that I don't think mention what I've done. You know, you tell me it's something unique. So I don't know, either it wasn't on their radar, or either I don't have the contacts to access these things. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't really consider myself being in the French scene, because I'm still rapping in English. I'm doing my thing, and I put that out for like, yo man, if you end up liking it or you're curious enough, check it out. Because I don't really think I'm connected in this scene at all, to be honest with you. I'm not industry. I'm not in the game like that over here. In that country, I'm just basically just doing my thing, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you see, like the people that are, like the new fans that never heard about you before, and like the first time they hear you, you might be rapping in French, so in their head, you're a French MC, you know?
which is dope. Yeah, I love it. You know what I mean? Like. Yo, I seen some dude say the other day on a comment, was like, oh damn, I thought you was vice versa. I thought you was an American rapper. And I'm like, yeah, I am American. And I am an American rapper. You know what I'm saying? Because they heard me rapping in French. So it's kind of funny. Like, I just think it's just kind of like something that was fun to do. Something that is fun to do, and something that it allows me to express myself a different way. And it, I still got a lot of room to grow, you know, if I'm not, it's not what I'm going to be focused on, but if I ever do things in French, I think that I still got a lot of room to grow. Whereas in English, I'm also growing as an artist and as a person, but, you know what I mean? Like, I already did a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. For sure, man. I remember, you know, we did a track together with Faflorage, DJ Jail. Yes. Rello, and I played the tracks for a few guys, that some of them didn't know about you, and I told them he's American, like he raps in French, but he's American, and people were confused, like, because you were rapping so good in French, they were like, is he really American?
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. You know what I mean? And like I said, man, it's just I'm not gonna do it. If I feel like it's gonna be ridiculous, like I said, I shout out to Akhenaten, who gave me a lot of confidence. Just like not only doing songs with me in French, but like yeah, we did Retroviseur. We also shot videos, so it's like it was like the, you know, and then we shot another video for my album called Costa Far with Alonzo, and it's like that really gave me confidence that you know what, I'm legitimate and I could really do this. And I'm just out here pushing the pen, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just like when it comes to the politics of the French rap game, man. I don't even know what's going on, and I'm not really. I don't think I don't consider myself being into it. You know what I mean? I just gave that. If you know, you know. If you don't know, hey, maybe one day you'll find out.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. And you've been like doing a lot of shows out there too, man. So what do you think about the French audience, you know, at shows?
Yeah, I mean, France, you know, it's also a country of different regions, man. Every region has its little specificity. But I like it, man. The French audience is receptive to rap music, you know what I mean? And man, I'm like, I was touring with Wax Taylor. You know, we had sold out shows for like 50 shows, man, all over, not just France, just all over Europe.
Nice.
So I'm loving it. And lately, you know, I've had a few shows also in France, and I mean, the response is positive, because the thing is also, like, you got, especially when I'm in France, I could actually do some French in the shows.
Yep.
Which is something I wouldn't do if I was rocking in New York or in America, you know, or in Canada or something. Oh, unless I went to Montreal, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and I think I'm bringing something very unique to the table. So it's something that I feel like the audience is like, they're not really prepared for, because they've never seen it in their life before, you know?
Nope. It's a good thing too, because like at the end of your shows, you can actually communicate with your fans in France, you know, so like that creates like a special link with those people, you know.
Yeah, I agree, and you know, I'm making an effort to do it too, you know what I mean. And I you know, it's kind of like, even when I saw I Am in New York, you know, they were, you know, a kind of time was speaking to the crowd in English, you know what I mean, so that, you know, I kind of seen that it's possible, you know what I mean. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just trying to keep it authentic to who I am, because, yo, my roots are in, you know, Eastern Africa. You know, I was born in Paris, but I, you know, I lived in America all my life, you know? Yep. And I think that this is just me just giving you the whole view of who I am as an artist and as a person. It's part of my story, so I'm just going in on it, you know?
Yeah, man, it's a very unique story. Like, we don't hear that story so many times, man. Like, the stuff you've done in your career, the fact that you were able to learn another language, rap in that language, making the right connection with legends out there. You know, it's something, like I told you, very unique, man. Much props to you, you know, for making that happen, man.
Yeah, thank you, man. Yo, look, man, it's this hip-hop thing that we do and this music thing is beautiful, man. Like, you just put in the work. All I did was put in the work, and I wanted to do it. And, you know, good things happen from there, I think.
Yep.
When you put in good work, it's never a waste of time. Because sometimes you do stuff and things don't turn out, things don't get released, a lot of things happen. But I know for a fact that if you do good work, you know, good things gonna happen to you. And like, for example, meeting I Am, you know, was it was part of the story. But you know, I didn't even force it; it happened. And when I was called, I was ready. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are not ready when they're called. And I believe you got to be prepared. If you're ready, you don't have to get ready.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this, you know, like I used to play basketball, like so much that in any situation, I'm ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. What position were you playing at basketball?
Well, point guard, man. I had much of a choice, man. I'm short. So I was playing point guard. You know, I had the handles, I could shoot. Man, I was like on some Steph Curry stuff before Steph Curry back then.
Nice.
Shooting the lights out, playing. You know, I played, you know, I used to play at a spot where Allen Iverson used to come through, Jerome Williams from Georgetown, Walt Williams from,
nice.
You know, all these dudes played in the league. You know what I'm saying? I played with all these guys. You know?
Do you still play? Do you still practice?
Nah, man, I don't play anymore. I mean, I turned my ankles a few times, and that'll discourage you from playing. And sometimes I might take shots here and there, but
mm-hmm.
I don't really have the time. You know, what I do is music. I might go to the gym and lift weights and do some exercise, but I haven't played sports like that regularly. But, you know, I would love to do it, you know what I'm saying, if I get the chance.
Yeah, man. I know what it is to break your ankles, man, because the same shit happened to me. I used to play ball for 10 years, man, more than 10 years, actually. And, you know, twist the ankle 2 times. So after that, you know, you got to slow down a bit.
the ankles, once you tear those ligaments, you realize it's no joke. It takes so long for you to get back to your old self. It takes at least 6 months. So
yeah,
that's a huge amount of time. Even after you walk, it's like you get back on the court, you won't be able to jump, you won't be able to run fast. It takes a very long time. And then you do it. I did it three times, two on one foot and one on the other foot. And it was just I'm done, man.
Yeah, man, you got to be careful with that. I know some dudes that they break their knees like many times, but they're still going, but they're going to end up in a wheelchair or not.
That's what I'm saying, man. It gets, because it changes. Like, there's your ankles, your knees, and your back. And then it's like everything is linked. And, you know, back in the days, you know how they're talking about load management in the NBA. That we didn't know that. So it's like we thought you got to practice more and more and you don't rest. Mm-hmm. And then we used to play on concrete. So that was really bad for our joints.
Yep.
And
yep.
I think that we didn't take it easy. Like, and I think that's why I would still get hurt all the time, you know?
Yeah, man, you got to let the body rest at least a day in your week, you know?
Yeah, but we know that now, you know what I mean? Like now, there's a lot of stuff people would lie to us, you know, even when it came to lifting weights, you know, they'd be like, yo, you got to be at the gym all the time. Yo, you didn't know these cats are taking steroids. Mm-hmm. You know, now the truth comes out. What's his name? Dorian or something like that. He's like, yo, I only lift weights 3-4 times a week, 45 minutes. And he was like one of the biggest men alive, you know? It's just because, and back then, they used to be like, yo, you got overdo it. And that's how you get hurt, man.
Yeah, man. Not more than 5 times a week is good, I think. You know, after that, you got to let your body rest, man.
You got to listen to your body, man. Because your body actually grows when it rests. So, and it actually learns when it's resting. It doesn't learn while you're doing it. If you're just doing it, and you're not getting sleep, you're not chilling, your body's not evolving. You know what I mean?
Man, we're not robots yet, you know?
Yeah, of course, man. Of course.
Yeah, man. What's your next challenge as an MC, man? Because you've done a lot. You've done some amazing things, like we say, with the French language and all that. What's your next challenge?
My next challenge, probably the take, because I've been on a creative tsunami, and even me, I didn't understand it. I look back like, damn, like I got a lot of projects, a lot of music, and it's like, how do I bring that into tie it together as a story and tie it together into a live show when someone comes see me? Because it's like, you don't know what people are listening to. You don't know, because it's not like, you know, I'm on the radio or on TV like that. You know what I mean? So it's not like I got hit records. It's like, oh, you got to play this one. You know, I'm on the boom bap, you know, underground circuit. So it's like, you might have a few cult records. And how do I translate all that I'm doing in the live show? So my challenge is to, like, really, really give the best live show I could do to present my art, which is more challenging than it seems, because my discography is vast. So it's like, what do you choose? What do you do? What do you give people? And then, like, keep putting out, you know, some even better projects. You know, even I'm not... I haven't reached my prime, man. I'm working. How could I express myself better? How could I be doper with the rhymes and shit? That's really where I'm at with mine. You know what I mean? How to take it to the next level? So it's with the dope shows, doing doper projects, and always coming iller, trying to like push the envelope. I think I could be better than what I've gave people so far. So that's what drives me, man.
Okay. And how did that tour with Wax Taylor, did that influence you to like work better on your live shows and stuff like
that?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, but definitely, because, you know, it was a whole tour of 50 shows. So it's like, I've never done as many shows in a compact period of time. So it gives you that stage experience. But the production level on it was more than I had experienced in my life. You know, it was tour bus. There was like 17 of us, mm-hmm. a lot of technicians, people for the light, 2 sound guys, you know, somebody directing the stage, you know, and all that. I never even thought about that stuff. I never thought, like, when I went on stage back when I was in Brooklyn or DC, oh, I need a light guy to like change the lights around. Mm-hmm. I never thought about it. I might go to a Prince concert and then I see the lights go crazy and I'm like, this is cool. But I never thought about the science in the back that like this actually adds to the show. Yeah. So it's like little things like that. So it taught me a lot about the actual spectacle and the cost actually, because you don't realize that touring, like how much cost is involved, because you got to transport all these people, all this equipment. You got to have all these technicians. So it's like, it's not like two turntables and a mic. You know what I mean?
Nope.
It's a lot deeper. If you want to really hit those big stages and you want to really have some impact. So I'm starting to think at that level, like how could I bring my stage show to the next level? And you know, I don't have the answers, but I'm working on it. You know what I mean? And I hope, like you said, my next stage, I would love to do a tour, you know, a world tour with me, the way I did it with Wax Taylor as a guest on his platform. I would love to like be headlining my own tour one day, you know what I mean? Knock on wood, man. Yeah. You know, if God permits.
Yeah, man. I wish you nothing but success, man. I hope you can make that shit happen, because that'd be dope, man. You got fans all across the globe, man.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate that, man. The music industry right now is going through a tough phase, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like we're like the alternate, you know, we're kind of on an alternate universe where it's like, yo, man, I'm living off this. I've been living off this for more than 10 years. Mm-hmm. But like I said, you know, touring is no joke. You know what I mean? It's not everybody gets that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, because it takes means, it takes financing, it takes a lot of things. And I'm just, you know, working to get to that. And like I said, man, if the cards got it for me to do that, I would really be happy. Let's just put it like that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, all I can do is put out the best music I can.
For sure. Keep putting out music.
Yeah, I mean, I want to do that because that's in my heart. You know, I do this from that in my heart. That's what I want to do, put out music, do this and that. But also it's like, yo, you want to be able to like show the world what you got, you know? So you got to build your fan base. You got to build the demand. And it's work, man. It's a lot of work. And when you don't have a machine, you don't have a budget behind you, you know, you gotta do the extra things that other people aren't willing to do. You know?
Yep. You got to be a hustler, man. You know, do things on your own.
Right. And I feel like, even at my level, I feel like I've done amazing things, because, like I said, I've been around the world rapping, rocking stages. I've done music with legends. You know, I've put out music that I feel like is very original. You know, on the strength of my hustle, on the strength of my hustle alone. You know, I never had a label behind me. I never had nobody finance what I did. Whatever. It's just all the muscle of like, yo, you're dope. I want you to rock with me. I want you to do this. We do that. And, you know, I still want to see where I could take it further, you know?
Yeah, man, that's good. You know, it's also a lesson, you know, for all the upcoming MCs, you know, that are probably listening now, is that you got to do everything on your own. And actually, you can keep your integrity, keep your freedom.
Yeah.
Just, you know, hustling and not being lazy.
Yo, man, for sure, man. Like, me, it doesn't even feel like work, man. It's like, I get so many ideas. Sometimes I be sitting there like, how am I going to do all this that's in my head? But I'm like, you know what? Just one step at a time, man. You know, you got a big goal, you break it down by 100 little steps, and you take one step at a time. As long as you do something every day, you know what I mean? The things end up coming together. And then, like, you know, then you end up getting people around you that add on to what you're doing, man. So you slowly start building a team. More and more people start to believe in what you're doing and buy into what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And then it just starts to grow. And I think I've been able to do that. You know what I mean? It's the long road, but it's also the scenic route, man. I got to see beautiful things on the way, you know?
For sure, man, for sure. It's a long road, but at least, you know, you have your integrity. You have the freedom to do whatever you want, whatever type of music or whatever beats that you want, you know.
Exactly, man. And I'm happy about that. Now, I've been able, I'm not formatting in any type of way. I've been talking about, you know, when I make albums, I'm not thinking like, yo, this is going to hit, or the people going to love this, or this. You know what I mean? I'm doing things because, for the most part, my expression. The rap to me was always an expression. It was always something that, yo, in this world where we're just numbers, we're walking around like grains of sand on this earth, and all these big people are starting wars and all that. It's like, yo, at least music gave me a voice where I could speak my voice. You know what I mean? And people write graffiti on walls. People dance. People do this and that. Me, I rap. You know what I mean? So rap was my instrument for me to just be remembered by.
Yeah, and you'll be remembered, man. Like, you done some amazing things that a lot of people have been too lazy to do, man. So shout out to you, man, for putting all that artwork in, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, man. Do you have any words of advice, you know, for the end of the interview for all the young upcoming MCs out there?
You know, focus on the art, man. Just do it. You know what I mean? Just focus on the art and the work. Like, a lot of, at first, we're blinded when we're young about everything that shines. And it's not till later, or when we experience it, that we don't understand what makes it shine. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's very important to understand. That's why I said, like, when I was on tour with Wax Taylor, I seen the big stages, the lights, this and that. And when you see what's all around it, the cost and everything like that, you start looking at it different. It's like a big industry around this stuff. And I think that, you know, you got to love the music. You know, if you're getting into rap because you want money, because you want the girls, because you want to be this and that, that's fine. That could be a part of your motivation. But if you don't love it at the core, it's like you're probably better off doing something else. And if you love it, you know, you're just going to hone your craft and work on your craft. And that's going to last. Nobody's going to take it away from you. If you got good music and if you know how to perform, you know what I mean? Because, I see a lot of acts nowadays. They perform and they're not even trying to put their mouths on the mic because they're doing playback, stuff like that. It's like all that. I think, I'm not saying that because I'm a purist. I could care less what you do. If you want to do playback, it's fine. But my advice to you is that if you want to last, it's better for you to like take the time and take the effort to like really be great at what you're doing on all aspects, and you know, be creative, man. Don't be scared either, man. Don't be scared. People are gonna give you a 100,000 advice, but you know, I don't think that somebody would have been like, yo, you should do a French album. I just did it myself. I didn't ask nobody's permission. I just went out and did it, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what being an artist really is. It's like you have inspiration. You have things that compel you. And you're not afraid to be like, you know what? I'm going to do something different. Because this is me. Not because I'm just trying to be different. When I did French, I'm like, yo, this is me also, man. This is part of me. It's my story. When I did Afro Street, this is part of me. I grew up listening to a lot of African stuff. When I did, you know what I mean? All that is me. And you're not going to tell me what to do because you're not me.
Yeah, man.
So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just express yourself.
Yeah, follow your heart. Make music with your soul. Believe in yourself, man.
Because, yo, nobody's you, but you know, there's already a DMX, there's already a Tupac, there's already a Drake, there's already a Kendrick, there's already you know what I mean? Like, I cannot tell, there's already all these guys, but there's nobody that's you. So, you know, you can be inspired by people, but at the end of the day, if you're really gonna last, you're gonna stand the test of time, who are you?
Yep.
And that's really the key about this artistry. If you're an artist, I'm not talking about the entertainers. If you're an entertainer, it's a different game you're playing. But if you're an artist, yo, express yourself, get great at what you do, and be yourself.
Yes, sir. Great words of advice, man, for all the young upcoming MCs out there listening to the Mixtape Addict Show. You know, take that knowledge from Napoleon the Legend.
Word up, man. Shout out to everybody doing it, man. All the people that are part of this culture that we love. shout out to you, man, for keeping it true and giving the platform to the culture, because you know, like I said, they're needed. A lot of these platforms are just doing a PR for corporate multinationals. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whatever a big label is pushing at this time. But if you're part of the culture, you're just gonna push what's dope, and that's important.
Yeah, man. Shout out to you, man, and thanks for your time, you know, for being in the Mixtape Addict Show, man. We always keep it authentic, keep it real. I appreciate you, man, for being in there, bro.
Anytime, my brother. Appreciate you too, man.
Yeah, man. I wish you nothing but success for the end of 2024 and the next year after that, you know.
No doubt, man. Mixtape Addicts, man. Keep it going, man. We need medias like you.
Yes, sir. I mean, I'll keep doing my thing, you know, doing it with the passion, heart and soul, man. That's how we do it.
Hell yeah.
Take care, my bro. Thank you for your time.
You too, brother. Peace out.